中国人民大学通报蒋方舟论文被指全面造假。通报当中提到，
According to a report from Renmin University of China, Jian Fangju's thesis was accused of being completely fabricated. The report mentioned that
蒋方舟对于论文的注释重要性。
Jiang Fangju's importance of comments on papers
认知严重不足
Cognitive impairment
存在文献错误
There are errors in the literature
翻译错误时间错误转引
Translation errors time errors and cross references
改成指引等相关注释项的一些问题
Fix the issues with some of the guidance and related annotation items.
但是不存在教育部第34号令和第40号令当中的学术不端的行为。
However, there is no academic misconduct in the Ministry of Education's Circular No. 34 and Circular No. 40.
对其导师暂停一年的招生资格。
Suspension of his advisor's eligibility to enroll students for 1 year.
对相关的责任人约谈。
Interview with relevant personnel.
对相关的把关委员会采取责令检查。
Issue a warning to the relevant oversight committee.
怎么看这事儿？我的三点。
Here are 3 ways to look at this.
第一。
First.
是的。
Yes.
清华大学教授肖英举报蒋方舟论文造假。
Professor Zairo Ying of Tsinghua University reported that Jiang Fangju fabricated his research paper.
蒋方舟呢也是针锋相对的回应。
Jiang Fangju also responded in a tit-for-tat manner.
但是最终需要有第三方给出相应的认定。
However, ultimately, a third party needs to provide the corresponding certification.
那现在中国人民大学作为第三方。
Now, Renmin University of China as a third party.
某种程度上可以定粉之争。
To some extent, it can be said that the powder war is over.
第二点。
Second,
不得不说。这些注释性的问题
I have to say these comments are really problematic.
文献错误
Literature error
移民错误
Mistakes
时间错误
Time error
而且呢都是比较明显的
And they are all quite obvious.
由此
Therefore
对他的导师对相关的把关委员会进行处罚
To punish his supervisor or the relevant oversight committee.
也在情理之中。
It's understandable.
本身文科生的论文。
A paper written by a humanities student.
那如果说你再不规范的话。
What if you don't follow the rules?
那显然有一点说不过去。
That's undeniable.
这也是让肖英认为是全面造假的原因。
This is also the reason why Zairo Ying thought it was a case of widespread fraud.
因为毕竟注释就是按图索骥。
Because Bai Jing's interpretation is like finding a needle in a haystack.
那如果结果发现文献不对的话
What if the results show that the literature is incorrect?
那很容易质疑。
It's easy to question.
这就是一个造假。
This is a fraud.
就对相关的论文挫折就是个提醒。
The frustration with related papers is a reminder.
一定要严谨。
Must be rigorous.
你任何的瑕疵都可能会引发普遍的这种质疑。
Any of your flaws could trigger widespread questioning.
第三点。
Third.
我觉得其他大学也应该推进了。
I think other universities should also promote it.
比如说网友提到西北大学对于加浅浅
For example, netizens mentioned that Northwest University was very interested in Jir Kyung-kin.
他的论文是不是存在相应的问题
Does his paper have any relevant problems?
应该推进，包括那个耿同学举报的那些理科的论文造假的，这个造假一般都是比较严重的。
We should promote the investigation of those scientific papers that were fabricated as reported by Mr. Jiang, and such fabrication is usually quite serious.
因为硬科学和软科学它不一样。
Because hard science and soft science are different.
软科学是见仁见智的，硬科学
Soft science is a matter of opinion, while hard science is objective.
它就是一加一等于二。
It's one plus one equals two.
所以呢，它没有太多的空间。
So it doesn't have much space.
我们也期待其他大学能够给出更多的回应。
We also look forward to hearing more from Zitten University.
能够说服大众。
To persuade the public.